We're back. I'm Leonard Lopate. Today is a national holiday in France that commemorates the storming of the Bastille in 1790. And in honor of Bastille Day, this evening, Pierre Dulin and his longtime dance partner, Yvonne Marceau, will be giving dance lessons at Midsummer Night's Swing. Mr. Dulin is co-artistic director and founder of the American Ballroom Theater Company, and he joins me now to discuss his career and his outreach program called Dancing Classrooms, which was recently featured in the critically acclaimed documentary Mad Hot Ballroom. What a pleasure it is to have you here.
Thank you very much. Pleasure for me.
So other than the fact that you're French, is there a link between Bastille Day and ballroom dancing?
Not really. It was just by luck that I happened to be free tonight. And my name is Pierre Dulin. And if I may just, I'm part French. I'm not completely French. But, you know, we cannot get any better than having a Pierre Dulin on the Bastille Day. So it's a wonderful combination.
Well, there is a history of ballroom dancing in France. The apache comes to mind.
That's right.
That's the beginning of the 20th century. But that sure was show dancing of a sort that,
yes, it was.
That we weren't used to until Astaire and the like came along.
That's right. Well, basically, ballroom dancing is popular all over the world, but France has the apache, and then, of course, made, as you said, Fred Astaire put it in some of his movies and stuff like that. And adagio dancers, adagio couples use the same type of format. But what we're doing at Midsummer Night Swing is really teaching not the apache, of course, because you don't want to be throwing the women around. But
not sexist.
But basically teaching them to put the left foot in front of the right foot and go from there.
And
but,
and basic dances like the foxtrot, how serious are you going to get? Are you going to
actually
teach the tango?
Actually, tonight, what I will be teaching that's not normally taught at Midsummer Night Swing is a dance called the Paso Doble. And Paso Doble is a very much of a French dance, in so much it is using the music from the bullfight, the bullring, and the rhythm is Paso Doble, two beats, 1-2, 1-2, and it's very, very easy to begin with, and of course people can, how you say, imagine they are the matador. The lady, by the way, I have to say, is not the bull. She is the cape. She portrays the shapes of the cape, and the man dances with the lady with that. So we will be doing some Paso Doble. In the past years, we've taught everything, foxtrot swing and foxtrot swing and tango and waltz. But I think tonight we'll do some rumba, which is another very romantic dance, and something called gypsy swing. But we will teach the basic steps of the swing for the people to dance. But we only have, 45 minutes. So we'll be teaching the basic steps for those dancers.
Gypsy swing, of course, relates to a very great French jazz man, Django Reinhardt.
Correct.
You began dancing in your early teens, I understand. What got you started?
Well, I was 14 when we came to England, having been living in the Middle East. And I just, my school friends, as you might say, were dancing in the class. And so I asked them about it. And there was a dancing school very close to where I lived in Birmingham, England. That's the Midlands. And I liked it, stayed with it. And voila, here I am all of these years later still doing it.
And in England, there are still dance halls that people go to regularly. We have very few in this country.
Yes, there are still dance halls in England, not as many as there used to be. But there are certainly still dance halls in England, and dancing is very, very big in England again. And I must say, the unfortunate thing for dancers, not unfortunate, the wonderful thing about dancers is that they get, let's use the word high, get very excited about dancing. And, New York City is about space, and space is money. So if you go to a restaurant, there used to be places like the Rainbow Room where you could go every night, or the Persian Room, or the Empire Room at these big hotels. But I think that stopped because the music certainly changed, and dancing is a result of the music that's being played nowadays. So what we know of as ballroom dancing or couple dancing is not as popular as it had been, but it never went out. The great thing about this wonderful New York thing is that this Midsummer Night Swing, people can come out and dance under the stars. And any time that you can dance with a partner and move as one will never, ever go out.
Also, it's nice to dance in a situation where you're not going to be intimidated, because one of the problems some people have is they go out in a dance setting, and the people next to them really are great dancers, and then you feel like you're a jerk because you can't move that well. But here, everybody is kind of learning the same thing.
Correctly so. We get, because it's in the open air, and it is on Broadway, and so the people are walking by, they hear the voice, they hear the music, and even without coming into the ballroom floor, the dance floor itself, they will be dancing outside on the concrete and just checking things out with each other. That's the wonderful thing about it, yes.
Who's providing the music?
It's a French group that is doing it tonight, and they're playing, as I said, gypsy swing and some Paso Doble and rumba.
Most people who dance even seriously do it just for the fun of it. When did you realize that you could make a living from this?
Well, you know, that's a very nice question. I can honestly tell you that I went to see a competition about 6 months after I started dancing when I was like 14 and a half. And I saw all of these people in long gowns and tailed suits. And I said to myself, you know, I think I can become a champion dancer then. So I had it in my veins then. And slowly, if you wake up every day thinking of something, that means you want to be good at it. And I just became good at it eventually.
Mad Hot Ballroom is about the Dancing Classrooms program. You're the director of that.
That's right.
Could you describe what that is all about?
Mad Hot Ballroom, the movie Mad Hot Ballroom, is a result of our program called Dancing Classrooms, as you said. And it is a 10-week program, 10-week residency in the New York City Public Schools. And we visit the children twice a week during the school day. And we teach them the dances such as merengue, rumba, tango, waltz, foxtrot, swing. And basically, those are the dances they go away having learned. But what they get out of it is respect for each other, teamwork, and really knowing how to treat a lady, how to treat a gentleman, and then becoming friends with the opposite sex without the boyfriend, girlfriend.
Were you inspired by some of the other programs aimed at kids, like the choirs, the dance companies, the National Dance Institute?
Absolutely. Jacques Damboise, National Dance Institute, a wonderful, wonderful program. There are so many wonderful programs that are going on in New York City public schools. The unique thing about our program, actually, I have to just be big-headed about this, is that it's the only program that gets the boys and girls together, teamworking them together. That, I think, is the most important thing for it.
And that's really interesting to watch that dynamic in Mad Hot Ballroom, because these kids are on the cusp of being kids and suddenly reaching puberty.
That's right.
And they also are growing unequally. One of the funniest moments is when a very short boy is paired off with a very tall girl, and
that's
he just does
God.
Not know how to handle that.
Exactly.
But do you think that teaching children to dance is all that different from teaching adults? Kids learn languages a lot quicker.
I'm asked the same question by so many people, actually. And, you know, I teach the same way. We train our teaching artists that if a child or a human being cannot get grip of a step within 10 seconds, you're going to lose them. So you've really got to be able to make things simple. And so for children, we have had to make things very simple so they can see and understand what's going on. And I think the same thing with the guys, with the men. When they come in, because most couples, when they come in for lessons, the ladies pull them in. And eventually they would like it. But so we have to be very gentle and very explicit in a very simple way to everybody to make them understand it easier.
You have to get those reluctant participants to understand why they're actually going to enjoy this
thing.
That's
right.
But in the film, the program emphasized Latin dances. Is that because so many of the kids in New York schools have grown up in Hispanic communities?
I think that's how it happened in the film. But because, like in the finals or grand finals, you saw them dance rumba and merengue. But they could have easily chosen. It was a choice out of a basket. They could have easily chosen the foxtrot and tango, you know, for that, because they are the smooth dancers, let's say.
You've also taught couples, individual couples, students at the American Ballet, and cotillion attending socialites.
That's right. Yes.
So of course you teach them different dances, don't you?
Well, no. The dances are always... there are only so many dances one learns or in society. Waltz, foxtrot, swing. Foxtrot and swing are the most important dances because, you know, they're used. You hear them so often. But there is the waltz, the Viennese waltz. And basically, I think it is that you're able... You have a ticket to be able to get onto the dance floor. And you go... You buy some lessons. And once you've learned one or two dances, adding a third and fourth is very easy.
Didn't you win an Astaire Award for best dancing on Broadway?
Once? Yes, we were lucky. Yvonne Marceau, my partner, and I had been dancing now since 28 years ago, 30-odd years ago. We were invited to be part of the Broadway musical Grand Hotel by Tommy Tune, and we did that at the very, very beginning, and we closed it. So we were on Broadway for 2.5 years and 5 months in London.
Do you miss Broadway?
No. I've done it. I've been there, and it was wonderful. While we were doing it, but I think you move on. I've grown up, and that was twelve years ago.
And now they're making a film based on your life, aren't they?
Well, actually, what has transpired, I'm a very blessed person that New Line Cinema have got and have just finished filming Antonio Banderas in a movie called Take the Lead, and he plays myself. When I first volunteered my way into public school and teach them dancing. And it's set on teenagers.
I've always wondered who I'd want to play me in a movie. I think that Antonio Banderas is a great person.
Oh, my God. I'm so blessed.
What do you think of ABC's summer hit series, Dancing with the Stars?
I think it's great for the public to watch something individually. Before now, ballroom dancing were competitions where you have multiple couples on the floor, six couples, and I think the audience was just, their eyes were going too many places, whereas we were able to concentrate on one couple at a time and hear the judges, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever comments they made. It's more interesting for the viewer. And from that point of view, it's wonderful.
But you also said to the Wall Street Journal, it's not real, it's Las Vegas.
That's it. You said, this is what I'm not interested in watching. I'd like to see the purity of dance. I was about to get to that. I would love to have seen the stars learn to dance and be able to walk, not just be pushed around and made to do so many different things after 1 week. What they did with what they know is unbelievable. I mean, they have my respect. And I don't disrespect Las Vegas. It was too much glitz for my liking.
Well, some of them, of course, come with more knowledge of dancing than others. Some people are just better. Some of us are klutzy.
Yes, but if I may interject there, couple dancing is not the same as doing dancing on your own. I mean, I teach at the School of American Ballet with Yvonne, and our wonderful young students, teenage students, 17, 18-year-olds, can do anything we want, but put them together, it's hard. It's dancing with each other, with another human being, to teamwork is much, much harder than people think.
And then what are your feelings about dance sport as an Olympic event?
My feelings for there is that I don't believe it's a sport per se, because it's too elegant for that. But the way that it's going is that if you want to do splits and kicks and double jumps and things like that, it's more on the sport-like. And if you're trained for that, it's fine. If you're not, it's not so good.
Well, some of the people, the gymnasts, especially the women gymnasts, actually do dance. And if they have that special dance quality rather than just the gymnastic quality, they usually score
plus.
More points.
It's a plus. That is because that's coordination, really. And but I don't know that a ballroom trained person has as good a coordination as a person who's been training in jazz or ballet for many years beforehand.
Do you think the Peabody will ever come back?
I have an argument with the National Dance Council of America. I hope they're listening. Peabody is an American dance. We need to have it back on board.
Well, it's so difficult.
It's not so difficult. There are other dances more difficult, but I don't know why it's not on. It should be there.
Well, maybe you should teach it at one of the future events at Midsummer Night's Swing.
It would be wonderful to do. I agree.
Meanwhile, the lessons begin at 6:30 p.m., and tickets can be purchased in advance or in person at the Swing box office at Avery Fisher Hall. That's tonight with Pierre Dulin and also his partner, the wonderful Yvonne Marceau. Thank you so much for being with us.
It is my pleasure. Thank you very much.